listen to music by the composer Jerome Maross, and you might picture a Marlboro Man type, kind of lean and tall, cowboy hat and boots, out in wide open spaces. The composer, on the other hand, was a man of average height from Brooklyn, by way of Russia. He was born August 1, 1913. Maross grew up on New York's Lower East Side. If there can be such a thing as a born composer, he was it, sitting in his grade school classrooms, composing on the sly, making sure to take the last seat in the back to avoid detection. There, in the back, and later in classes in orchestration, theory, harmony, but not composition, he developed his own very American style. The composer prided himself on his ability to assimilate all the sounds and varieties of American music, and he did that. That style he applied to a few things for which he is well remembered. One is his score for The Big Country, the 1958 Western. The music is said to have forever changed the way Western movies sounded. Homespun, they called it, natural and direct. For decades, and to this day, it's been an iconic, much imitated sound. And it's almost ridiculously familiar, even after all this time. And popular and jazz vocalists remember Jerome Maross for a breakout song from the not very successful Broadway musical The Golden Apple, an ambitious adaptation of sections of the Iliad and the Odyssey, no less. The song, with lyrics by John Latouche, sounds nothing like Homer, though. It's not like anything, really. It's a beautifully original song.
It's a lazy afternoon, and the beetle bugs are zooming, and the tulip trees are blooming, and there's not another human in view.
Recorded by a variety of interesting characters.
It's a lazy afternoon.
Like Sarah Vaughan, for example.
And the beetle bugs are zooming, and the tulip trees are blooming, and there's not another human in view but us two.
Maross knew everyone in that great era for American composers. Charles Ives, Copland, Gershwin. Though his name was never as much in the public memory as theirs, some of his music certainly was. Jerome Maross had the audacity to change course, not just once, but often, from concert music to theater, from theater music to Hollywood scores. When he got fed up with Hollywood, he went back to try to write another symphony. So during his lifetime, it was a little hard to figure him out. He died in 1983, and, as usual, people can see him a little more clearly now that some time has passed. What can be plainly seen and heard is his range. Worth listening to at any time of day, lazy or otherwise. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fischko.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.